to say a few words about the pain and frustration that many Americans are feeling about our criminal justice system. I'm very pleased that the Department of Justice will be investigating what happened in Ferguson or Staten Island. Each of us has to grapple with some hard truths about race and justice in America. Because despite all the progress we've made together, we have allowed our criminal justice system to get out of balance. And I personally hope that these tragedies give us the opportunity to come together as a nation to find our balance again.
Hold up. Hold on 1 minute. Hold the pirate transmission. Please escort Mrs. Clinton back to her seat. I'm John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Redoubt. I just couldn't take it anymore. I had to say something. Ms. Clinton, you and every other corrupt elitist who's trying to convince the people that you care about us is not only disingenuous and disgraceful, it's downright appalling. Only out of political expediency and for your selfish ambitions have you jumped on the injustice bandwagon. And climbing up on the backs of frustrated Americans in your attempt to elevate yourself as a morally superior defender of justice, you've sunken to a new low. You're right. Our justice system is out of balance. People from your party, whose party platform you exalt, have appointed justices with an agenda to fundamentally transform the United States of America. Justices who have waged a war on God and his people. The same God who has abundantly blessed this nation and who deserves all the credit for the abundance and those freedoms, including the decreasing freedoms we still have left and which you covet. This administration you have supported for years is responsible for selling firearms to drug cartels, which have resulted in dead Americans, for championing and funding the murders of millions of American children, the largest number of which are children of racial minority. Under your watch as Secretary of State, one of our ambassadors and several other American heroes were killed because of your negligence and recklessness, either willfully or out of gross incompetence. But in my mind and in my spirit, I'm convinced it was not from the latter. You implore us to empathize with our enemies, the same enemies who will implement Sharia law and caliphate in this country and displace the United States Constitution and our American heritage if we don't oppose them. And if we don't oppose people like you who are emboldening them. You and your husband have a longer trail of corruption, cover-ups, and more unexplained deaths littering your past than any other people in high-level politics that I'm aware of since Stalin. You and Obama are both disciples of communist and admirer of Satan, Saul Alinsky. We can expect the same anti-American destructive policies from you as we've endured from your contemporary and fellow Marxist student, Barack Hussein Obama. Our justice system is out of balance. Out of balance with our Judeo-Christian American heritage and the vision that the God-fearing founders had for this nation. We know you come from the same camp that embraces the concept of never letting a good crisis go to waste. And now you claim to hope that these tragedies can bring us as a nation to a place where we can find that balance again. I'm standing up here wondering, Mrs. Clinton, at which point are you hoping to return to? You said, a place where we can find that balance again. I say, as far as I can tell, seeing you as a student of communism and a proponent of socialism, I'm not sure you could define any point in history that you would agree we ever were balanced. So where is it exactly you plan on taking us? If you had your way, But see, this is the way of communists. There is never justice. You must always create and fuel crisis and chaos so you can magically appear with the solution, just like your opportunistic ambitions with the widening racial divide in this country, fueled by the likes of you, Obama, Sharpton, and other enemies of national unity. You know, one nation, under God, indivisible. We're not buying it. We're not buying what you're saying. Your idea of balance of justice will only bring more injustice if your track record is any measure. In fact, Americanism is an obstacle to your agenda. When you say returning to a balance of justice, you really mean when you get to decide what is and is not just. That's all I wanted to say. Partisans, continue with your pirate transmission.
Radio.
Radio Free Redoubt.
This is a pirate transmission from District 13 with a message.
Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.